Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and thrilling me in the studio today is the very wonderful, somebody you have not met before, but I'm glad to be introducing you to her today, Ann Noel Spencer. Ann is representing Thrill the World today, and that has sort of a Halloween and fundraising connection and dancing connection to it all at the same time. So if you love to dance, if you love to fundraise, then you need to know Ann Noel. Ann, welcome to the Business Connection studio.
Thank you.
You are fun. You've just been fun to talk to today.
Thank you.
Yeah, kind of getting to know you a little bit before we come in the studio and do our thing here. You're connected to some really fun stuff. You are part artist. You're part dancer. You're a mom.
I am.
Yeah. You have a big, tall husband who works for a law firm here in town.
Correct.
Right? And you are now also heading up the local chapter of what is called Thrill the World, Colorado Springs. You are the event manager, and there is a big special event coming up. Let's talk about that.
Sure. Saturday, the 27th at 4 p.m. sharp, we are going to join thousands of zombies all around the world in a Michael Jackson thriller flash mob. We are attempting to break world records. We are raising money for charity, and we're just having some fun.
Yeah, you are.
Great time.
You are a ball of energy. You said you've got a three-year-old that tries to keep up with you, as I understand it.
I wish I had his energy. I also have a 7- and 6-year-old, and they are going to be dancing with us, too.
Okay, so they are dancers like their mom.
Exactly.
All right.
So this event goes from age 3 to 103. Any dancing level, you don't even have to know the entire dance. Just come and try. You're raising money for charity. You are dancing with thousands of other people around the world at the same exact time. That's the coolest part.
All right. So you found your way into the world of art, into the world of dance.
Sure.
World of motherhood. How did all of that happen at the same time?
Well, I have been involved with Thrill the World in the past, in other chapters, mainly Denver. And then when my husband and I moved down here, I looked into whether or not there was a chapter here. There wasn't. So I said, well, darn it, there's going to be.
We're going to start one.
And so, yes, I am an artist by trade, but I do anything creative. I enjoy it all. And so one of the nice things about the organization of Thrill the World is they came up with choreography that the entire world is doing. There's a dance script. So no, you don't have to sing, but it's not one of those crazy 5, 6, 7, 8, and then you have to remember this whole long.
Okay.
So they have a script that they provide event managers, and then the event manager can disperse to their dancers. You could also go to thrilltheworld.com, and it's /learn the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch the YouTube videos and learn it yourself from home. So I just decided it was something that my heart was drawn to.
Yeah.
Unifying the whole world through dance.
Yeah, something to rally around and
exactly.
That we all have in common, and that is the ability to move, and we all have a little bit of a creative streak in us. Yeah, and who doesn't love Michael Jackson's The Thriller?
Exactly. It's the most well-known of his songs around the world. And I mean, evidenced by, we have, I believe as of yesterday, there were 9 different countries and 14 different states,
mm-hmm.
and then multiple chapters within some of the states.
So it's growing and expanding.
Exactly.
And it is a fun event that happens sort of in proximity to Halloween.
It's always the Saturday prior to Halloween.
Perfect. And mm-hmm. that is this coming Saturday. This coming Saturday. And it's going to be 4:00, as you said, sharp.
Sharp. Exactly.
As in pointy objects.
It's all very official. We have an official countdown on camera. Then we videotape that we pressed play at 4 p.m.,
uh-huh.
which is 10 Greenwich Mean Time.
Right. So
whatever.
It's kind of syncing up everybody around the world
exactly.
that is participating in Thrill the World.
Exactly. And I've had people ask me, Well, how do you know if it's AM or PM? It actually is something that they give us the option.
Okay.
So we could dance at 10 a.m. or 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
Okay.
Which is 4 a.m. or 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And I'm not a morning person. So the Saturday, the 27th at 4 p.m. is the time we chose to dance.
All right. If your interest is being sparked and your imagination is being kindled here just a little bit, you want to do something in proximity or to Halloween that is dancing, it's creative, it's fun, it's being out with other people, it's dressing up.
Sure.
Right? We want you to be a zombie when you show up for the Thriller dance.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there are some fun costume and makeup tips on thrilltheworld.com as well. Or you could visit our Facebook page.
Yes.
Facebook.com/TTW Colorado Springs. And we'll have some of those tips and tricks. We'll have the events listed. We're hosting a crash course this Friday night if you want to come and learn as much about being a zombie as you can.
Yes.
In preparation for this event. We're hosting that on Friday at 5 p.m. at the clubhouse of the Country Club of Colorado.
And that is also where this event is going to be held.
The dance venue, exactly. So how much fun is it to represent the Rocky Mountains, but to dance right there at the base of Cheyenne Mountain?
Oh, gosh, yeah. And that's where we are. It's kind of the Cheyenne Mountain Resort or the Country Club of Colorado.
Exactly.
So it's a fairly easy place to find. Just a quick hop down, past Lake on 115.
Exactly.
And you hang a fast right, and you see the resort there, and in you go. And I imagine that's an evening where the staff is going to be having a little extra heart palpitation here and again with zombies floating
zombies,
around the lobby.
Exactly. You should have seen the promotional photo shoot that we did there.
Oh, I'll bet that was interesting. Part of this event is all about fundraising.
Correct.
Right? And part of the proceeds from the Colorado Springs event, it's $10 admission, by the way.
Yes.
Very inexpensive for a night of fun like this. They're going to be donated to what's called First Tee Pikes Peak.
Correct.
First Tee Pikes Peak is based out of Valley High Golf Course down the south part of town, and it is a kids program. And let's talk about that program a little bit.
So it's actually an international organization. This is our local chapter here. They have their core values that through the game of golf, they strive to provide a way for kiddos to achieve their dreams, thrive socially, excel academically, athletically, and become productive members of society with integrity and strong family values and a commitment to their community, all through the game of golf.
Yeah, an interesting sport because it requires focus and discipline.
Sure.
Something kids can be challenged with when they're young and not very mature yet. So a program like that helps to develop that in these kids.
It gives them awesome life skills, too.
Yes.
And they might not even realize it because they're learning the game of golf.
Well, and there is winning with grace and losing with grace as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, those are some tough lessons. Sometimes, no matter what side of that coin you're on, they can be very tough lessons to learn for a kid.
Sure.
And they're surrounded by their peers. They're surrounded by people who really do care about them.
And their families.
And they are very well supported, not only by their peers, but by their families and by the folks who are running the program.
Exactly.
I can see a lot of worth and value here for our youngsters. So this is kind of how you can benefit the community as a whole. You can benefit these kids directly. You can have a little fun. You can turn yourself into a zombie. And on Saturday at 4 p.m., sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sharp for Halloween cut things, right? No. No, on time sharp is what we mean. $10 admission. This is going to be at the Country Club of Colorado. You want to get a visual on some of this stuff and see what some of the past events look like, go to facebook.com/TTW for Thrill the World, Colorado Springs, TTW Colorado Springs at Facebook, and check them out online at thrilltheworld.com. And Noelle, what a treat to have you here.
Thank you.
And I wish you lots of success as you strive to break world records this coming Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You are most welcome. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7. right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And get us on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts, and you can listen to The Business Connection anytime.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.